Luke 12. Start in verse 54. And he said to the people, when you see a cloud rise out of the west, straightway you say, there cometh a shower, and so it is. But it doesn't say shower, it says heavy rains, ombros is the word, heavy storms, what the Greek meaning, not just a light shower. And when you say the south wind bloweth, you say there will be heat, and it cometh to pass. Now the heat is, it's sirocco. Anybody know what a sirocco is?
It's a wind in North Africa, the hot wind, hot wind.
Well, it's not just South Africa; it's all over the Middle East and North Africa. But it's a strange wind that withers everything in its path. It's almost as bad as locusts. But normally, the wind didn't blow from the south in Israel because of their nearness to the Mediterranean. But when it did, it blew. When it's called a burning heat is what the sign, what he's saying here. It's kusan, a burning heat, or a sirocco. And so those are the simple signs. You know, here we say red sky in the morning. It's going to be a storm, more than likely. Red sky at night, it's the light, because it's probably going to be a good weather in the morning. But, and then Jesus says, you hypocrites, you can discern the face of the sky and of the earth, but how is it that you do not discern this time? He's talking about the time in which he was. And the time there is Kairos, not Chronos. So it's that, how can you not discern this particular time? Now let's look and see what they should have discerned. Let's go to Daniel chapter 9.
I've always found that a strange segue.
I didn't hear you. What?
I find that a strange segue. They go from the weather to the massive spiritual understanding.
This is, again, we've looked at this every time for years, but it is the most specific prophecy that I'm aware of in the Old Testament, because it's a specific time. It says 70 weeks, verse 24 of Daniel 9. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city. Now look at, We've gone through this many times, but number one is to finish the transgression. Number two, to make an end of sins. Three, to make reconciliation for iniquity. Four, to bring in everlasting righteousness. Five, to seal up the vision and the prophecy. Six, to anoint the most holy. So, I mean, it's, and again, they, according to, everybody knew that these days, I mean, there were 70 weeks, but it's 490 years. And that 490 years ended at the crucifixion of Christ. And so, well, let's wait a minute for Mr. Buckner. let's look at the word hypocrites in Luke. It's hypocrites. And so it's almost the same spelling. And it means an actor or a pretender. Let's go to, let's just look at two or three of them. Let's go to Matthew 6, 5. We'll go back, we'll come back to Daniel in a minute. When thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. So when you pray to be seen of men, you have your reward. Let's go to Matthew 22.
Being sarcastic there is, in a way, right?
Well, he's just saying you're praying to be seen of men, so your prayers are worthless.
Their reward is they're getting what they want.
Right. Right. You have your reward. You're seen of men.
Yeah, that's it.
Matthew 22, verse 15. Then went the Pharisees and took counsel on how they might entangle him in his talk, and or his speech. And they sent out unto him their disciples with the Herodians, saying, Master, we know that thou art true, and it teachest the way of God in truth. Neither carest thou for any man, for thou regardest not the person of men. Therefore, tell us therefore, what thinkest thou? Is it lawful to give tribute unto Caesar or not? And Jesus perceived their wickedness and said, Why tempt me, you hypocrites? Show me the tribute money. And they brought it unto him. They brought unto him a penny or a denarius. And he saith unto them, Whose is this image and superscription? And they say unto him, Caesar's. Then he said unto them, Render therefore unto Caesar the things which are Caesar's, and unto God the things which are God's. One more hypocrite. Let's go to Mark 7. Matthew 22 and 23 are the woe chapters, but they're also the hypocrite chapters. So if you want to look at them in your own time.
Did you say Mark 7?
Mark 7.
So why? Can I ask a question?
What?
Why did he call them hypocrites there? Hypocrites there?
Because they weren't asking; they were trying to tempt him, and they were acting like they were real sincere. Now we have another one. It's about the same thing about praying, but about praying. In verse 5 of chapter 6. Did I say 6? No, I said 7. No, it should be. I'm sorry. I screwed up.
7 is pretty good.
Yeah, that's right. I just put down 7:6 instead of 7:5. 7:1. Judge not that ye be not judged.
7:1? In Mark?
Mm-hmm. No. I did it. I'm looking in Matthew. I'm sorry. I'm not here. Forget everything I just said.
Get some weather slack.
What?
You
get some weather slack here.
Then came together unto him 7:1, the Pharisees and certain of the scribes which came from Jerusalem. And when they saw some of his disciples eat bread with defiled, that is to say, with unwashed hands, they found fault. For the Pharisees and all the Jews, except that wash their hands oft, eat not holding the tradition of the elders. And when they came from the market, except they wash, they eat not. And many other things there be which they have received to hold, as the washing of cups and pots and brazen vessels and of tables. Then the Pharisees and the scribes asked him, Why walk not the disciples according to the tradition of the elders, but eat bread with unwashed hands? And he answered and said unto them, Well hath Isaiah prophesied unto you, hypocrites, as it is written, This people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. And laying aside the command of God, you hold the tradition of men, as the washing of pots and cups, and many other such things you do. And he saith unto them, Full well you reject the commandment of God, that you may keep your own tradition. For Moses said, Honor thy father and thy mother, and whoso curseth father or mother, let him die the death. But if a man shall say to his father or mother, it is korban, that is to say, a gift, by whatever thou mightest be profited by me, he shall be free, and you shall suffer him no more to do aught for his father or his mother. You understand what he's saying? He's saying that to give a gift to the temple in honor of his mother and father, then that's all he needs to do. That was the tradition of men. Instead of, and you suffer him no more to do aught for his father and mother. In other words, to take care of his father and mother. He gives money in the temple. So anyway, that's what that means. Making the word of God of none effect through your tradition which you have delivered. And many such things do ye. And when he had called all the people unto him, he said unto them, Hearken unto me, every one of you, and understand. And this is the meat of this hypocrisy. There is nothing from without a man that entering into him can defile him. But the things which come out of him, those are the things that defile the man. If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. And when he was entered into the house from the people, his disciple asked him concerning the parable. And he saith unto them, Are you so without understanding also? Do you not perceive that whatsoever thing from without entering into the man, it cannot defile him? Because it entereth not into his heart, but into the belly, and goeth out into the draught, purging all foods. And he said, That which cometh out of the man, that defiles the man. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetous, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these things come from within and defile the man. The definition from God's standpoint on our companion issue today would be all the shoulds and shouldn'ts to try to make it appear outwardly that you have some sense of God and religion. Know this, know that, all of the stuff that religion teaches. And they don't realize that it's from the stuff that's within him that defiles, not without, not coming from without. And essentially, this is the basis of all hypocrisy. Now let's go back to Daniel.
There's one that something strikes me here that I think that when we talk about repentance, we often think.
How can their heart repent?
It's just a deeper level. The mind is one thing, but if your heart is that wicked and evil.
Well, heart just means your inner, heart is cardia, it just means that inner being. That's the fruit of the fall. And it's what your mind, it's your mind. It doesn't mean another part. It just means, it's cardia, it just means inner person, your inner being, your subconscious. And it's there because you fall, the fall. That's why all those things come from without. I mean, from within. Because of the fall. It's true to all men.
So you don't see a difference between mind and heart?
Well, mind is, he's talking about the mind as a function of the fall, what happened to man.
Yeah.
Your heart just pumps blood.
Well, obviously I know we're talking about the inner man, not your physical.
But heart. The inner man for you is that which is the fruit of the fall. That which you keep hidden.
Heart was affected by the fruit of the fall too, the depth of your soul. And it just struck me as a deeper level for understanding repentance, and the cure is the cross, which will be, but like I say, it just struck me at a different level than repentance that typically is thought of in the mind.
All right, go back to Daniel. Chapter 9. Verse 24. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people. Upon thy holy city, to finish the transgression, to make an end of sin, to make reconciliation for iniquity, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal up the vision and the prophecy, to anoint the most holy, Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah. Now, then we could go through, and I've got the charts that you all make fun of, but it shows exactly that he was crucified 490 years. I mean, 490 years after this prophecy was made. It was the most specific in terms of time of any prophecy that I'm aware of in the Old Testament. All the Jews, from all over the world, had moved back to Jerusalem. Or move back to Israel for that purpose, because it was the beginning of the Messianic Age, the end of the 490 years. And Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is come," and none of these people recognized it was him. Now, we know that one person recognized it was him, the high priest. What did he say? It is better for one to die than for the whole nation to be destroyed. He didn't understand by that one death the nation was destroyed. No matter how you want to think about it, there's now no more Jew, no more Greek, no more American, no more Mexican. There's only the bride or the whore. There's no in between. There's no neutral ground. And that's been true since his crucifixion sealed it. And so he's calling them hypocrites, because they should have seen read about it every year, in the cycle of time, They look forward to it. Now, what about us? Is there anything to indicate that this is something that we should know, the Kairos, not the Chronos? Would he call us hypocrites for not discerning the time?
Probably so. Would the question be, what are our traditions that we hold to that we use to...
Anything that makes you have an opinion is one of them. Anything that causes you to have an opinion or give breath to something in time and space is something you're holding on to and not discerning the time. Can you buy that?
I think more in a community sense than an individual.
I don't understand that.
We as a community have traditions. It's like I don't personally think of traditions I follow. I would be guilty of community traditions that I would follow. I don't know what they are.
I don't understand the context. We're saying individually, are any of us guilty of not discerning the time? The Kairos as opposed to the Chronos. That's not a difficult question.
I would have to say yes.
Huh?
So no, it's not a difficult question.
So if the answer is yes, what are they?
You gave the example. And every time something else is important, every time something that you can perceive with your senses is important, that's the example.
Because the garment is spotted by the flesh. Every time you use cause and effect, the garment is spotted by the Babylonian, or the garment becomes the Babylonian garment. Every time something is not of faith, whatever is not of faith is sin. It's the flesh is spotted. I mean, the garment is spotted by the flesh. Anyhow, I would ask of you, discern is dokimazo, which means it's scrutinize. See if there's anything where you are not discerning the time. All right?
Where does the 490 years come from?
477 is 49. That's the 70 weeks of years.
Days.
It's a different...
Well, that's the common... It says it several places in the Old Testament that a day is a... Sometimes it says 1,000 years, sometimes it says 100 years. And so anyway, the day is for seven... This is a weeks of years. So 490 years from 457 comes to the day he was crucified.
Yeah, 70 weeks is 490 days, and so that's where we get the 490 years from the time of Daniel to the time of the crucifixion.
All right.
That would have put him crucified in the year 34.
You're missing.
I counted for the zero.
You did? No, I think you should do the
one. 33. You said 547. 457, right?
Well, I'll show you this. It depends on when you are in the year.
Okay.
And this when this was given, it turns out to be 490 years.
Oh, I don't have a problem with that. I was just doing the math.
Yeah, but you can't look at it because you have to look at where it is in the year. It's any time in that year is what they're saying.
Right. But 457 from 490 is 33. Add a year for the zero, which is missing.
I understand.
So it should have been sometime in the year 34 or 33 or 35. Am I wrong?
Missing? I'll sit down with you and show you on the chart. Okay. Anybody else?
Take a big guy.
The reason I ask is